Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Waaree Renewable Technologies Limited Q1 FY27 conference call hosted by MUFG Intime India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikunjan from MUFG Intime India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sanya. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you all to the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of Waaree Renewable Technologies Limited. Today on the call, we have from the management Mr. Manmohan Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, along with the other management team. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainties. For more details, kindly refer to the investor presentation and other filings that can be found on the company's website. Now, without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Manmohan Sharma for his opening remarks, and then we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nikunj. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to all of you joining the earnings conference call of Waaree Renewable Technologies Limited to discuss our performance for Q1 FY27. I hope you all had the opportunity to go through our financial results and investor presentations, which have been already made available on the stock exchange as well as on the company's website. Before I begin, I would like to sincerely thank all our stakeholders for their unwavering confidence and the trust in the company. Your support for our business, our execution, and our long-term strategy has been a strong source of encouragement for us. We are committed to building on this trust through disciplined execution, steady growth, and a clear focus on long-term value creation. We want to bring your attention on the recent transaction concluded by the company before we get into the quarterly highlights and industry overview. During the current quarter, we have successfully completed the acquisition of a 55% equity stake in Associate Power Structures Private Limited based out of Vadodara, Gujarat, which is an integrated EPC solution provider for substation and transmission line, having manufacturing capacity of 108,000 metric tons per annum that provides fabrication and cabling for transmission tower, wind turbine lattice tower, telecom tower, solar panel structure. APSPL has been in the T&D business for over two decades, and its in-house manufacturing capability directly supports its project execution. We see this acquisition as a step that brings us closer to the grid and power evacuation requirement that go alongside renewable energy capacity addition in the country, and I will share more detail on this along with the broader transmission and distribution opportunity a little later on this call. We are pleased to report a strong start for FY27. In this quarter, our revenue from operations stood at rupees 924.25 crores, reflecting a healthy growth of 53.23% over the same quarter of last year. EBITDA for the quarter comes at rupees 173.48 crores, while profit after tax stood at rupees 118.97 crores, registering a growth of 37.7% on a year-on-year basis. These results reflect not only the strength of our project execution capabilities but also the quality of our order book and the operating discipline we have maintained. We believe this gives us a good foundation of growth as we move through the rest of the year. On the operational front, the quarter has also been encouraging for us. During Q1 FY27, we executed 888.81 megawatt peak of projects, and our consolidated unexecuted order book stood at rupees 5,300 crores, including T&D, which provides healthy visibility for the coming quarter to us. Our O&M portfolio stood at 1.15 gigawatt peak. This strengthens our recurring revenue base and also establishes our relationship with the customer over the long period of time. Overall, we focused on timely execution, operational efficiency, and consistency while expanding the scale of business. Let me now turn to the broader industry environment, where momentum across India's renewable energy sector remains strong. As of 30th June 2026, India's total installed renewable energy capacity stood at around 288 gigawatts, while cumulative solar capacity crossed 162 gigawatts. Within solar, ground-mounted projects accounted for around 121 gigawatts, grid-connected rooftop solar around 30 gigawatts, hybrid and off-grid solar together contributing the remaining capacity around 11 gigawatts. These numbers clearly show the scale at which solar industry is growing in India and reflect the broader opportunity across utility scale and C&I segments. At the same time, the sector is also moving into the next phase of growth, where storage and grid readiness will become even more important. India's battery energy storage requirement is projected at around 208 gigawatt hours by 2030. These trends give us confidence that the renewable energy opportunity in India stays diversified, structurally attractive, and full of long-term potential. Apart from solar capacity addition, India's power transmission distribution segment is also seeing significant investment. As per the NEP published by Central Electricity Authority, the plan includes addition of 76,787 circuit kilometers of transmission lines, 497,855 MVA of substation, and 32,250 megawatts of SVDC during 2027 to 2032. It's an estimated investment of rupees 490,920 crores. A significant portion of this expansion is driven by the need to evacuate and integrate growing renewable energy capacity into the national grid. We see this as a segment that will continue to offer strong opportunity in the coming years, supported by the renewable energy build-out already underway. As I mentioned earlier, our acquisition of a 55% equity stake in Associated Power Structure marks a strategic step into the transmission distribution segment, enabling us to address the growing demand for grid and the power evacuation infrastructure alongside renewable energy capacity additions. APSPL has a strong track record in power transmission distribution, including overhead transmission line, substation, and grid infrastructure. The company has executed over 10,461+ circuit kilometers of transmission line and supplies power and structure across India as well as international market. We believe its capabilities complement our existing renewable EPC business well, and we look forward to sharing more on the progress and contribution of this business in the coming quarters. Looking ahead, we are confident about the opportunity in front of us. The sector continues to benefit from strong policy support, increasing clean energy demand, growing storage requirement, and a clear long-term push towards energy transition. In this environment, we believe Waaree Renewable Technologies is well-positioned with its execution track record, healthy pipeline, growing O&M portfolio, and expanding capabilities into the other EPC opportunity. Q1 FY 2027 has given us a strong and encouraging start for the year. We stay focused on executing well, growing responsibility, and creating long-term value for all our stakeholders. Thank you once again for your continued support. We will now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ninad Sarpotdar from InCred Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So my first question is on the in the line of the order book. So when we say we executed around 888 megawatts during the quarter and our closing order book of around 2.4 gigawatts, does this include our 1500 megawatt hour of BESS?
No, it is not really because around small portion of BESS we have executed. This whatever the order book which you are showing is purely from the EPC, solar EPC.
Correct. So my understanding is this 2600 crore number on standalone basis of our order book will be higher, right? Really higher, because if we include BESS, that number will go beyond 2600.
No, it is the BESS EPC is already included in this the entire order book of.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Just let me clarify. Let me clarify. This 2400 is the pure solar EPC, and remaining 200 is from the BESS EPC.
Remaining? Sorry, I didn't get you. Okay, 200 crores. Okay. Got it. And so my second question is regarding the standalone results. If we only look at our standalone performance, our margins have been intact. In fact, they have improved by 20 bps. And so on the consolidated level, when we see a dip in margin, that's purely because of consolidation of a lower margin business in our financials. Is my understanding correct?
Yeah, yes, to some extent it's right actually, because if you rightly observed that our standalone EPC business margin has improved from the last quarter, as well as we have maintained the line with last 2 years, in fact. But while consolidating this trend business, is slightly there is a slightly drop in the margin. That is purely because of that. Yeah.
Right. And so lastly, my only concern about the performance is the visibility. Like 5,300 crores of order book gives us a visibility of only beyond a year. So any insights or any color on how the market is looking, what kind of order flows, or any guidance that how much orders we can see coming in during the year, both for Waaree and for APSL?
So I'll just clarify about the margin, because this margin also, if you see the in monetary term, it has improved significantly, but in percentage term, there is a slight drop. And with respect to your question, with respect to order execution of order book and coming up, so these are the order book which we are carrying as of now, and we have already executed 925 out of this, and remaining 5,300 crore is to be executed over next few quarters, maybe 12 to 15 months or 18 months. So during the year, entire year is still there, and 9 months is there, we are likely to receive some orders during this upcoming quarters also, and that will also get executed along with this existing order book.
Okay, all right, that's from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Paras Kulkarni from Ignite Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my question. Had a few of them. First, on the ALMM2 regulatory regulations, now they have been sort of extended till the December quarter. So any impact that it would have on our order inflows or the execution timelines, or would it impact our margins as such? That's my first question.
So, see, with respect to the extension of this timeline which you have mentioned, As far as we Waaree Renewable Technologies is concerned, we are the EPC player, EPC doing the EPC execution work of the solar projects. So more and more projects is likely to come before we go nearer to the these deadlines.
Okay, so does that mean sort of now that our order inflows have bottomed out, the 1Q order inflows are up 20% QQ over 4Q26, now do you see that accelerating for a standalone business on the solar EPC part?
Yeah, so as of now we are already chasing this order pipeline, maybe I'll say 27 gigawatt of around domestically plus around 10 gigawatt international order pipeline which are chasing. So these are the order pipeline which are likely to get converted into firm order in the upcoming quarters. So that is also get executed during this financial year.
Okay, so any firm guidance as to how much would be sort of converted into firm order?
So as it is, whatever the our endeavor is to get maximum out of it, because some of the existing customer which we are discussing, negotiating, so that also likely to get convert during the next upcoming quarter.
Okay, understood. The second question pertains to the Associated Power acquisition. Now that we have acquired a 55% stake, could you sort of give throw some color on the debt equity mix on the financing, because it is a cash acquisition?
Yeah, so this acquisition is through self-funding or plus debt component is there. So we have taken around 75% debt for the entire acquisition.
Okay, understood. So now, given that the consolidated PAT margins have sort of contracted on a year-on-year basis, I see that the interest cost is has sort of played a role in sort of compressing the margins. Is it on account of the higher debt and only the 12-day consolidation of Associated Power? Is that understanding correct?
So, definitely, this all the interest portion will also come in the coming quarters, etc. But why this acquisition is more important for us to have this revenue stream for this company. So as of now, we are doing solar EPC, but we will mix it with the T&D also. It will give complete value chain for the transmission. So that is the part where we have an opportunity to get orders or transmission line as well as in this subsidiary or vice versa. Whenever they are going for the transmission line, there is an opportunity for us to go for the EPC, etc.
Understood. And now on Associated Power, now it is essentially a low margin and low ROIC business. So what are the steps that we are taking to improve the EBITDA margins from here, given that your standalone minimum threshold is 15% on the EBITDA side? So could you throw some light on that? And secondly, whether through Associated Power we are executing any HVDC projects?
So definitely this margin improvement will be ongoing exercise for the entire company for renewable technology and our subsidiaries. So it will be a continuous exercise where we will see the continuous improvements on the margin, etc. in the coming quarter.
Okay, and any outlook on HVDC on that part?
So this company, transmission company, is doing all kind of projects which are like which I mentioned in my opening remark.
Okay, understood. Yeah, I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participant, please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Shivam Gupta from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. As you've seen, like more competitor is entering into solar EPC space now, and
hello.
Hello, am I audible?
Sir, your voice is not coming clear.
It clear now?
Yes, sir. You may go ahead.
Yeah, I'm telling you, as you're seeing more competitors is entering into solar EPC space now, and is that affecting how aggressively you have to bid to win orders?
No, actually, there are competition is always good for the industry, but as far as we are concerned, we are only taking those projects which are really profitable and suits our risk reward metrics.
Okay. And can you indicate about revenue or EBITDA guidance for the FY future?
Hello.
Hello.
Sir, can you please use handsets while asking a question?
I will join the queue then. You can get other
Sir, your voice is not coming through. Okay, we'll move on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Siddharth S from NAFA. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congrats on the great set of numbers. So my question is a bit unrelated to the business specifically. There's a lot of, if you look at the, from a macro lens on the industry, there's been a lot of, FUD around the overcapacity fears. There is one side of aggression saying that, the most backward integrated player will effectively be, shrinking the supply, and the supply is still going to be constrained. But that seems to have a bit of a toll on the whole solar space at the moment. I'd just like to know your light and, some view on that.
So, if I take question, the way the competition is increasing, a lot of supply, etc., is there, a lot of competition is there. So, as far as we are concerned, we are doing the EPC best possible manner. And at the same time, as you rightly said, that there is a lot of things, a lot of players are entering. So, therefore, we also entered into the another area of that is transmission and distribution. So, to make and consolidate this company, we have taken this step, and by doing so, we have ability to not only execute the solar EPC, now we can do the transmission EPC also, where supply is also involved. So these are the things which we have done, and I think it will be a demand will be there going forward for this entire energy. Because of this, the government push is there for renewable, or otherwise also there is power requirement in the country. So by combining these two, solar EPC plus transmission, it will give a demand for a longer or many, maybe multiple years.
Understood. Thanks for clarifying, sir. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Umang Adatia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, first of all, congrats on a great set of numbers. I have a question on cash flow side. Historically, I have viewed or rather value Waaree Renewable for its asset-led cash generative model. After APSPL acquisition, should I expect operating cash flow conversion to structurally decline?
No, operational cash flow will definitely be there because of our business, the way we are doing the business, not only in our Waaree Renewable, but also its associate. But the allied cost with respect to the fund raised for this thing, that will come. But basically, because the business will also expand. So all these are the possible where we can improve the margin, combine these two areas together, and focus on the business so that these all costs will go away slightly.
Sir, but considering T&D business, as we know that in T&D business there is a question about operating cash flow, so I was asking you about that.
No, that will also, this company is, what we have taken stake is the company which is there from last 3 decades actually. So they have the good revenue stream over a period of past few years. This company has grown significantly. So they now by this time this is a matured the people who are driving this company. Definitely this all by synchronizing both the entity, definitely there is a lot of opportunity for us to improve margin and enter into bigger market. All this will be there in future.
Okay, sir, since you mentioned about margins, I want to ask one last question. What concrete structural advantages allow you to avoid the economics typically associated with T&D industry? Because if I consider this Q1 result also, there we can see that the T&D margins can push your overall margins on a downside. So can you just comment on that?
So that is what I mentioned actually, because of the improvement in the process, or maybe wherever that we can bring down the cost, overall cost for the company, that will be result in the upcoming quarters.
Sir, but what my question is, in future, in upcoming quarters also, can we see a meaningful downside in EBITDA margins due to T&D business?
So these are the things will evolve over a period of time, maybe in the coming quarter, etc. We will be able to tell you the more precisely. But as of now, there is always scope of improvement in any of the businesses, what we are, the way we are doing it. So probably we'll see all these parameters and we'll come back in the next quarter.
Thank you, sir. I will join back in the queue.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sheth from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on the registration. So my first question would be on the 1.5 gigawatt hour BESS order you had received. So sir, for that, can you specify what is the value of that order, the execution timeline, and how would EPC margin for BESS EPC be different than the smart?
Sorry to interrupt. Sir, your voice is not coming clear.
Am I audible now?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So, sir, my question was on the 1.5 gigawatt hour of BESS order. What is the value of that order, the execution timeline, and how does BESS EPC margin would be in comparison to the solar EPC margin?
So, this BESS order which we have mentioned is not a one single order. It's part of one of the order. So, we have around 200 crores of the BESS order by this thing, order, unexecuted order. And going forward also, the margin which you have mentioned, that margin is likely to be, I will keep in the same range in the, with the overall margin of the company, which we decide when we take the order. So it will be in line with our expectations, and whatever we are doing existing, it will be in line with that only.
Okay. And so, in our investor presentation, we had mentioned that we are setting up about 190 megawatts.
Sorry to interrupt. Sahil, sir, your voice is not coming through.
Hello, sir.
No, sir, it's still not clear.
So I understood. Let me clarify. What he's asked is about setting up 198.6 megawatt plant. So Sahil, what we are doing actually, whenever there is an opportunity, we are setting up not this one size, maybe around say few plants, like maybe 25 megawatt, maybe 10 megawatt kind of a plant, wherever there is an opportunity is there to keep our revenue stream continuously flowing. Like we have IPP income also in our financials. So by addition of these plants, which there is opportunity there, we are adding small capacity to the balance sheet.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Sahil, sir. Your voice is not coming through. Please join the queue. The next question is from the line of Diya Jain from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Hopefully, I'm audible.
Yes.
So how much can we execute this year on a standalone basis and also the associated power structures combined?
So we have capability, as you have seen from our last financial, that we have capability to execute this megawatt. So therefore, our revenue for the last financial was 3,300 crores. So we have similar line of capability. We can enhance it further also because there is no capacity constraints as far as we are concerned in the industry. And now we have the order, executive order book from 5,300 crore for both the T&D and EPC business considered together. So by this order from among this from this order book, along with the order which we are likely to receive in the next 9 months, we will be executing this financial year.
So this 5,300 crores will be executable in 9 months?
Not 9 months. It will range from 12 to 15 months.
Okay, so and can you also provide FY27 guidance in terms of margins?
So margin, we are not giving any kind of guidance. But however, we have you have seen in the past for the EPC business, which we are doing as of now. Last 2 years, we have maintained around 19% of the EBITDA margin. And by considering this associate power, that also will maybe not in the same line, but definitely there is a, we'll try to maintain around 15% of the margin for the financial year. But all these things will come up with the next quarter when we are presenting the financial results.
Okay, so thank you. I'll get back in. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashray Sheth from Ventura Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for the wonderful set of results. Sir, only one question from my side would be, what sort of margins are we envisaging with the T&D business that we are getting into? And how is the order book pipeline look like in T&D business, and what is the usual execution timeline for the order book?
So for the T&D, as I mentioned, for the solar EPC, we are following around 27 gigawatt domestically plus around 10-11 gigawatt internationally. And similarly for the T&D also, we are following around 20,000 crores of the order pipeline, which are actively we are following and negotiation are some of the cases negotiation are there with the customer. So these are the pipeline which I mentioned to you. And what is the next question?
And sir, what would be the execution timeline, that typical execution timeline looks like in T&D business?
So T&D business, I think it is relatively little higher, but maybe around 18 months, 24 months is there.
About 18 to 24 months.
Depends. See, again, it depends upon the how much line I have to create. Maybe it's a smaller distance, it can be little less, maybe around 9 to 12 months also. But it depends upon the construction of the line, area, terrain, etc. All these are the factors when we are we need to consider before we give any kind of the timeline.
And sir, lastly, given the T&D business is a capital intensive business, how does our working capital cycle look like on a consolidated basis?
So that also, whatever the EPC, maybe with the T&D or otherwise, we are doing, we are getting certain percentage advance. And based on the project progress, all payments we are receiving.
So can you give any guidance on net working capital days?
The working capital is maybe around from maybe 60 to 90 days actually when we receive, because all these are the progressive payment. It's not the completion at the time of completion of the project. There is certain percentage, but whenever this progressive bill which we are raising, and we are getting the payment based on the progress of the project.
Okay, sir. Thank you for asking the question and all the best in the future.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Rajesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congrats for the wonderful set of numbers. And just I wanted to understand
the BESS order pipeline and any strategies related to data centers power supply?
So, as of now, we are getting a lot of inquiry. As you know, that this BESS is needed for the grid stability, and requirement is also there mandatory to have BESS power. So, we are also getting orders or maybe changing the pipeline, which are along with the BESS. So presently, we have order which is mentioned to you, and we are actively participating and bidding wherever there is a position for BESS EPC. And as far as data center is concerned, so far we have not received any kind of order, but negotiations are there with the customer so that if we get the order, we'll announce through exchange.
Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish More from More Muraka. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I have just two queries. First is regarding data center, that how we are approaching the massive data center upgradation or new development in India. Like, what are we exactly planning to build around that?
So we are actually actively looking for any EPC opportunity in the data center. So we are in discussion with the people to create a EPC stream for the data center. That is what we are planning as of now.
Okay, so do we have a team or the infrastructure currently in place to execute orders, or we are just building capability?
No, we are building the capability, and required people we are taking on board so that this can be developed over a period of time.
Okay, my second question is regarding our solar order book of 2.4 gigawatts. Out of that 2.4 gigawatts, how much of the order book is from our associated entities, or as I can put it, like, how many of these orders are from our sister concern? Because recently, many orders, 450 megawatts, that BESS orders, 350 megawatts, all these have been from our subsidiary company. So what is that bifurcation?
So some of the orders which are related to the group entities initiative that we announced. So as of now, we have around, maybe I need to check those real number, maybe around 30%-40% of the order book is from the group entities.
So if I go, that significant order book is from our group entities, are these independent contracts given to our group entities, which are then subcontracted to Waaree, or are these developed internally for our own purposes, like an IPP project?
So it depends upon the, like, group initiative, what they are doing and what is the end use of that we are not. But as far as we are concerned, these are the orders for us for the execution, for the development of the EPC project.
Yeah, that will show as a revenue in our books, but if it is an independent project, then it is not a revenue. So I would like to have some clarity on that part.
No, it is. See, whatever orders if I'm getting within my, let's say, from my own subsidiary, that will get eliminated, sir. Okay, so that will not form part of the revenue at a consolidated level. Secondly, if I'm getting from the other than my own WRTL and subsidiaries, maybe with the group, those will come as a revenue to me, sir.
Okay, but I would really like a bit of clarity on these orders, whether these are external orders or just independent capacity building.
What we suggest, sir, you can send us the query on our this investor relations, we'll reply to that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Venkatesha RJ, an individual research analyst. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. My first question is, what is our execution capacity or capability per annum on individual sector level, sir? It could be solar EPC or BESS and T&D, now whatever we have currently, you know, taken up.
So let me tell you that we have been executing this big amount of the 2 gigawatt project, 1 gigawatt projects, or maybe 500 gigawatt project. up to 50 also we are executing. So as far as the capability or of the team is concerned, execution team is concerned, we can take up any size of the project which are available. Maybe 2 gigawatt and 1 gigawatt we are executing right now. So because our projects are scattered in the various states, we are doing business in 7 to 8 states. So whenever there is an opportunity, we are taking those orders and executing. So as far as capability is concerned, we can execute as much as possible.
No, sir. I would
sorry to interrupt, Mr. Venkatesh, sir. Your voice is not coming clear.
Is it now audible? Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is not coming clear.
Okay. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes. Now, sir, please.
Sir, I wanted, what I wanted is a, approximate, what is our execution. Suppose, say, for example, tomorrow we'll receive 5 gigawatt. Will we be able to do all 5 gigawatt in a year? Do we have so much of execution capacity?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll be happy to execute, sir.
So provided all the clearance comes in.
Yes, sir.
Okay. My last question is, why are we into tea?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Venkatesh, sir. Your voice is not coming clear. Please come closer to the mic.
Sir, is it possible? Am I audible,
no, sir,
now, madam?
No, sir, it's not clear.
Please move to the next one, sir. Yeah. Sir, my last question is, why have we moved to T&D? Have we found some sweet spot there so that we have moved, or it is only for the purpose, sir, because want to forward integrate or something like that? Purpose of T&D.
Yeah, definitely. Because when our group is there in the entire energy value chain, and we as a EPC company, we are also doing the solar EPC, base EPC, and maybe data center. We wanted to execute those also. So this another like whenever that this power project is there, these also need to be evacuated to the grid. So this is the right company for us to identify the need of power transmission T&D business. So therefore we have taken the state by combining these two entity, which will create value chain for the stakeholders. And this is not the new company which we have started actually. This is the existing company. They have done lot many projects actually. So by acquiring this, we have now capability to do the T&D also along with our existing solar EPC.
The next question is from the line of Animesh Jain from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, I want to ask about the question of how much we are in the pipeline.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Animesh. Your voice is not coming clear.
Hello. Now it's coming clear?
No, sir.
Hello, now it's coming.
Sir, can you use your handset?
Yes, sir. Hello.
Yes, sir.
So I want to understand about that IPP assets. How much are there in the pipeline and how much we have EPC done in this quarter?
See, IPP pipeline, we have already 82 megawatt peak of IPP as of now in the financials, and that some of them is created in the in this Q1 also.
Oh, how much in the pipeline?
Pipeline we have around 198 megawatt peak. So these are, as I mentioned earlier, that these are the small, relatively small projects, maybe 20 megawatt, etc. in various parts. So based on the requirement, if we see an opportunity, we have availability of land and connectivity. Therefore, we thought of installing these projects. So it will create IPP assets for the company and regular like inflow or revenue stream for the company over next few years.
So these projects are for our sister company, group company, or for other?
For Waaree Renewable Technology only, for this the entity which we are discussing, Waaree Renewable Technology.
Okay. And you have mentioned in the O&M portfolio that we are all megawatt of the O&M portfolio. So are there any in pipeline, or how much we can be able to execute, and how much timeline needs for?
So definitely, you asked very valid question, because this, as of now, we have 1.15 gigawatt of O&M portfolio. So whatever projects which we are executing, we try to get the O&M also. Some of the contract at the time of award itself is given the O&M to us for the maybe 1 year, 2 years. So these are the projects, as and when we complete the project, it will get added to our O&M portfolio.
Sir, please use your handset. Animesh, sir, please use your handset. Sorry to interrupt. Animesh, sir, please use your handset. Your voice is not coming clear. Mr. Animesh, sir, I will request you to come back in the queue. The next question is from the line of Shubham Jain from Centricity. Please go ahead.
Hi, I wanted to understand about the tolling business model which you have adopted over the last quarter, right? And secondly, how is Waaree Energy looking at the company from the job work point of view?
Can you repeat, sir, what you asked? Actually, we are doing the Waaree Renewable Energy, and we are doing the EP, solar EPC business, sir.
Right. Now, I wanted to understand a little bit more about the tolling business model of IndoSolar, and how is Waaree Energy looking at IndoSolar's tolling business model, right? I wanted to know a little bit more about the entire IndoSolar's tolling business model.
So thanks for that, but this question is related to Waaree Energy or IndoSolar. So kindly send that question to IR team, or maybe ask in the conference call of Waaree Energy.
How is, no, that is what the question is, right? How is Waaree Renewable related to IndoSolar's tolling business is what my question is.
No. We have nothing to. We are not directly related from that kind of business.
Understood. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shivam Patel from PL Capital. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Shivam Patel, your voice is not coming clear.
Am I audible now?
No, ma'am. No, sir. Please use handset. Shivam, I would like to ask you to come back in the queue. We'll move on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Aryan Vijan from RV Investment. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening.
So I missed the first question about the guidance that you have given. Can you just repeat the guidance?
No. Can you ask questions, sir?
Sir, you said something about the guidance in the starting. I missed that. Can you repeat it?
No, we have not given any guidance, sort of guidance, sir.
You have given...
What we mentioned, that we have unexecuted order book of 5,000 crore during the year. We have already achieved 925 almost revenue for the current quarter. So, looking at our bidding pipeline, which we are actually discussing with the customers, these orders are get executed along with our existing order in the next few quarters. That is what we mentioned.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ninad Sarpurdar from InCred Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. One question on BESS front. We calculate some metrics for your EPC, solar EPC orders, like per megawatt realization. For BESS order, I wanted to ask you, how should we approach it? Should we look at the power capacity or the storage capacity? Like, the order that we have won is around 300 megawatts and 1400 megawatt hours. Like, so how should we look at it?
No, it depends actually. It is difficult to give this numbers because the base is also maybe required for 2 hours or 4 hours. So it depends upon the order, how much for the megawatt size they want, the base capacity for how much hours they want it. So it depends and varies. It is difficult to give any kind of thumb rule or some numbers.
Got it. And was there any enhancement in this order? Because previously when we uploaded or announced this order, it was for 1400 megawatt hours and now we are reporting around 1520 megawatt hours.
So it's a combination of orders, sir. Whatever we have, and earlier also we must have announced or maybe first. So along with that, it is a combination of orders. It's not a single order in enhancement.
Okay, got it. And sir, second question is on APA SPL margin. What we saw from the DRHP of the company, the margins for the FY25 financials were around 9.7%. And now if you look at it, they are around 11%. So if we have already seen some margin expansion. What kind of trajectory are you looking at, and do we have any plans for capacity ramp-ups for the galvanization plant, or how do you look at it taking forward?
Yeah, so as I mentioned in my earlier conversation, that this is the beginning or partially consolidation for few days in our financials. In the coming quarter, definitely we'll look all the parameters and we'll work closely in this company so that the all parameters get improved. Not only this order positioning, maybe financial, wherever the improvements are required from to be collectively, we'll work on all these things and we'll see whatever the possible results in coming quarters.
Sure. And lastly, there was some 24 megawatt of reduction in the O&M portfolio, because as on FY26 end, our O&M was 1180 megawatts. So is something moving out?
No, it's a small part. It can be
whatever
we are reporting. It can sometimes get increase, sometime maybe contract may be over, but it is to be renewed, etc. So many things are there actually. All right.
Just last one feedback, that if you can give us some APSL numbers or some key highlights of the PNL or the balance sheet, would be helpful going forward, especially. Yeah, thank you.
So we have already uploaded the segment wise reporting in when we done the exchange uploading. You can may kindly refer that, and I think you will get some answers which you wanted to know.
Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would take that as the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikunj Jain for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to thank the management for taking the time out for this conference call today. And also thanks to all the participants for attending. If you have any queries, feel free to contact us. We are MUFG Intime India Private Limited, Investor Relations Advisors for Waaree Renewable Technologies Limited. Thank you.
On behalf of Waaree Renewable Technology Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.